It's another fierce week of competition here at the Four Square Network. We're live from West Virginia, where the defensive linemen are about to take action here on the Four Square Network. We've got none other than Seth Payne, a defensive lineman. We had to bring in the experts for today's competition.
Look, I've been hearing all about this. I'm excited to see it. I'm a little skeptical because this seems like the kind of thing that coaches will tell you is just for fun. But you get towards the end of training camp and it comes up in a meeting. Like somebody says, hey, I don't know if there's some scout saying I saw this kid in Four Square. I don't know if he's got what it takes mentally. So there's probably a lot more on the line on this than just the fun and games.
That's interesting. And I can't wait to hear more about your stories with Anthony Weaver, who you played
with.
He's been quite a force to deal with here in Four Square. So.
He was a great player, great teammate and all that. But it's like when you find out that your buddy from high school was a doctor now, it just doesn't seem to quite fit. He's a really good position coach now. I just never would have expected it. So it's been fun to watch him work with these guys.
I thought you were going to say he's a really good Four Square player. I think he's that, too.
I have no idea. I've watched none of this. I know everybody's watching this online. I've missed this, so this is my first time. I barely know the rules, but you'll get my expert opinion.
That's right, and we can't wait to bring it to you live here from West Virginia. Let's get to the action. Welcome to the Four Square Network. We've got live coverage from you on a Monday morning here from the Greenbrier. I'm DP Sidhu, joined with Seth Payne, and right now we've got all four players in the Four Square. As you see, Matthew Godin there in the server spot, and off his serve goes Carlos Watkins, Eliyanku. Looks like these players are lobbing it very softly to keep each other in.
There's one thing I noticed immediately about Matthew Godin. It's that he's got to get rid of that number. Really hard to pull off a defensive lineman in the 60s unless you're Jared Allen, who did it ironically, wearing that exact same number as Matthew Godin, number 69.
It's done well for him in Four Square, and yeah. Carlos Watkins just eliminated Eliyanku, and he moves into the server square. The King Square.
I've also noticed one of the big things here is that Mike Vrabel talks a whole lot of smack.
Oh, you'll notice a lot more of that.
Is it? Mike Vrabel and J.J. Watt seem to be the most vocal.
They do. And as J.J. commented earlier, slick conditions here.
Yeah. And then Anthony Weaver came out. I think Anthony Weaver's lost about 20 pounds since last December. He's definitely off the creatine. That's not the Anthony Weaver I knew when I played with him in Houston. He was all creatined up.
Brandon Dunn in the server spot. J.J. Watt moves over, and in comes Christian Covington. Has not won a Four Square yet, but tells me that he's definitely working on it.
That was clever.
J.J., nice shot.
If you hit the guy, is that it? Are they allowed to return that?
I think he couldn't return it. It bounced off of him.
Looked like he was trying to inbound a basketball and run out of time. This is
Christian's
as much.
Struggles continue. And in comes in Anthony Weaver.
What's the longest somebody will hold serve generally?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
Do people make it longer than four or five times?
Well, you see JJ in there. JJ holds it pretty well, actually, but there's a lot of movement in Four Square. This gets pretty competitive.
The other thing I've noticed.
Two coaches now in, Shane Bowen and Anthony Weaver. Now it's going to get competitive. We've unable to make the save. There's some discussion going on the field.
So now we've got Carlos Watkins.
Oh, it's Shane Bowen that was out. It's a little blackjack discussion going on. Carlos Watkins unable to hit it into the square.
I don't know if Carlos, that's one thing you'll learn in the NFL is you got to be ready to go from the beginning.
Time.
It's your responsibility to be warmed up when you get out here. You can't expect the coaches to do it for you.
Anthony Weaver and it looks like Ricky Hatley, the rookie, holding his own in there. He won Four Square on Saturday. Vrabel eliminates.
One thing I noticed about Vrabel is the economy of motion. He's like a 35-year-old outfielder. He's not going to waste anything.
Well, he might be at an advantage.
No
Vrabel's been warming up for about a good 20 minutes before
that's
the
true, but even in the warm-ups, I noticed that. He's almost like using these players as his playthings. He has to be careful not to completely dominate them because it could be disheartening when your boss is out there. Have you noticed, do they take it easy on Vrabel, though?
No,
or are they
don't.
Afraid,
actually,
like playing golf with your boss?
No, it's
okay.
Actually the opposite. When coaches in there, players lobby to get the coaches out, and in comes DJ Reader, who he's always exciting to watch.
DJ Reader, as you guys have done a really
good
job showing. much better all-around athlete than anybody would ever guess, and much shorter shorts than you would ever guess.
But he gets
on a
eliminated.
Man that size. Is he wearing shorts, or is that just a long tee? It looks like he's wearing a tennis skirt. We're going to have to talk to him about that.
We're going to have to ask him about that.
He's got cut off. He's got the shorts, but they're cut off like Daisy Dukes.
That looked like that was on the line.
JJ sporting the high and tight haircut of his rookie season. I don't know if we've seen that from him, even during training camp, have we? I feel like that's a good sign.
Yeah.
It's back to basics for JJ this year.
I think we see it sometimes in Houston. He'll be ready to go when practice returns to Houston next week.
I mean, there's not a hint of hair product out there. I like that. That's blue collar. That's the JJ that, remember the first time he was mic'd up his rookie year? He barely talked.
Yes.
He was like a boring mic'd up. Cushing was trying to get him to say something, and he was like, oh, shucks, not me.
You think the hair gave him the personality then? I think he was
always
there.
It was all part of the package.
It just sort of came out slowly. Shane Bowen in there with JJ in the servers in the King Square. Oh, nice shot by Carlos Watkins.
Carlos is warmed up now. I do like what I've seen out of the Clemson kids.
The players are very competitive towards each other. When you see coaches in the Foursquare, it's a lot softer action, I think.
Yeah. I got to stop saying the Clemson kids and say the kids who aren't on Clemson from Clemson.
Nice save by JJ. And Shane Bowen unable to make the return.
That was Ricky Hatley showing some veteran savvy.
Looking good for the rookie out there.
Yeah.
Carlos bounces it just out of JJ Square. He gets eliminated. In comes Anthony Weaver, and JJ's in the King Square.
Anthony Weaver flipped the bill of his cap up in front. It's kind of like when Sylvester Stallone flips his cap around backwards in, what was that arm wrestling movie? Over the top. Over the top. It's like flipping a switch.
I think I missed
except
that
it didn't
one.
Work for Anthony. He's out.
JJ not happy about that. JJ not happy that he gets eliminated. Christian Covington, I don't think he meant to do that. Or maybe he did.
Said something about setting Covington up. Is there a little bit of collusion going on with some of these guys?
They like to keep the players in the Foursquare so that when the buzzer goes off,
oh, they're trying wins. To, okay, yeah, they're gaming it to keep all players in there.
Trying to keep the coaches out of the Foursquare.
So they openly tank.
No, they just, it's a little bit softer action.
Okay.
If you will.
All right.
And the
I didn't mean to
the
use
same.
The T word, but the they're openly soft.
The coaches do the same, so it's part of the strategy. Godin hits it. We'll return it. Vrabel, not quite ready, but made the return, and now he's eliminated. All right, Doug Coleman walks in, special teams coach. And that's Ricky Hatley waiting to get the ball. He's in the King Square. He won Saturday, like I said. Been a pretty quiet
morning. Who has the most titles at this point?
I think JJ's had one, Ricky's had one, Godin's gotten one, Weaver.
I'll tell you what, as a special teams coach, you can't be overly aggressive like that. You got to get back and play a zone. He was right up on the line.
Bowen making the dive, but looks like he does not get it. And in comes in Anthony Weaver. Eliyanku, nice return by Weaver.
Weaver's spry. Again, the lost weight seems to have done him well. I don't think he would have made that play 6 months ago.
He's wearing a hoodie and a hat and pants. It's a lot going on out here.
For some reason, defensive line coach seems to be the ones most likely to wear
heavy sweats
during practice. And it goes back. There's a few different coaches that have done that. Well, Bill Kolar did it here.
Oh, yes.
And maybe he picked it up from him. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It helps paint them as more psychotic.
JJ not going easy on Matthew Godin, but it's Carlos Watkins that gets eliminated with that.
Hey, DP, there's a helicopter over there.
That would be
What's
Governor Jim Justice's helicopter. He arrives to practice around this time every day.
I've got to air my complaints with this guy.
That's his tent, the one with the two-story glass windows.
What is he now? He's a Republican now?
He's the
did
governor.
Did he just switch? He just switched, right?
He also owns the Greenbrier.
I take in 3 minutes of politics a day, and I kind of know some of this stuff.
We had him on Texans Radio one morning. He was a lovely fellow. All right, Ricky Hatley. What do you think of this number, 67?
He wears it well.
Daniel Ross.
It's all whether you can pull it off or not.
Okay. So some numbers in the 60s for defensive linemen are okay.
The problem is if you look too much like an offensive lineman, you don't want to give the coaches an opportunity to get confused. Wow, that was great.
And JJ on the ground with the returns.
You can tell that the time's winding down.
Players are very, very happy about this.
This is like soccer where you don't know when the game's going to end. They just know that the action is picking up and it's getting more intense.
Other than Anthony Weaver. Oh, Brandon Dunn. JJ's not happy with that. The players are getting aggressive now. You're not going to see any soft play from them. They're vying for that king spot. Oh, Mike Vrabel spikes it hard.
I hadn't really seen the appeal of Brandon Dunn kicking the ball away down to the 20.
Look, now they're stalling.
That was Shane Leckler like action on that red rubber ball.
All right, out goes Doug Coleman. Mike Vrabel serving. Is he going to get it today? We shall find out. Christian Covington.
Seems like Vrabel is fond of the two-hand technique.
Vrabel bounces it in his own square, gets eliminated. Christian Covington, is he going to get his first four-square title today? And no. He's out. Got Ricky Hatley in the King Square. Eliminates DJ Reader. Horn. Ricky Hatley wins again.
Good job, Ricky Hatley.
There you go. 2 days in a row for Ricky Hatley. That's your four-square coverage from today. Live from the Quattro, thanks so much for watching. We'll be back tomorrow.
That was fun. I hope I brought the excitement. Man.